Chapter 63. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, news from the capital reached Du Xian unexpectedly. On that day, Xu Ting was fishing with Du Xian in the lotus pond, planning to have the kitchen prepare steamed fish for dinner. Although Xu Ting was at another estate, she had informants in the capital. Normally, the secret guards would report to her in the study about any significant events. However, today's incident happened so suddenly and was so significant that her subordinates dared not delay and had to report it to Xu Ting immediately. Therefore, the secret guard came directly to Xu Ting and reported, "Master, something has happened in the capital. The young master of the Wang family has died, and it seems the fourth princess is behind it, involving." The secret guard hadn't finished speaking when Xu Ting stopped listening. She quickly got up to support Du Xian. Upon seeing the secret guard approach, Du Xian intended to step aside but was caught off guard by the news and immediately heard the words, "Wang family's young master has died." "Xu Ting, what did she say? Nisheng dead? How is that possible? What happened? Don't panic, we haven't figured out the details yet." Xu Ting pushed Du Xian back into the chair, pressing her shoulders, and asked the secret guard, "Explain everything clearly. What exactly happened?" The secret guard, under Xu Ting's stern gaze, couldn't help but swallow hard and organized her thoughts before beginning to recount from the beginning. Her words were plain and cold, aiming for precision without any embellishment. When she mentioned that Wang Nisheng had been harmed by villains and forced to jump from a window, resulting in her death, Du Xian was so angry that he almost fainted. Xu Ting raised her hand to stop the secret guard from continuing and swiftly carried Du Xian into the house, instructing the guard, "Wait for me in the study." After settling Du Xian on the bed, Xu Ting summoned a physician. Du Xian anxiously grabbed Xu Ting's hand and said, "Xu Ting, we need to return to the city immediately. I want to see Nisheng." Xu Ting naturally refused. The situation in the city was chaotic, and the specifics were unclear. It was impossible for her to rush back to the city. The death of Wang Nisheng couldn't possibly be a simple matter of death. "Not now, Xian." Du Xian tightly grasped Xu Ting, unable to understand. "Why not?" Seeing Du Xian's state, Xu Ting decisively reached out and pressed his neck, causing him to faint. Xu Ting laid Du Xian flat on the bed and instructed Xu Ken and Channer, "Take good care of your master." The physician arrived promptly and assured Xu Ting that Du Xian's condition was not serious, but his previous intense sorrow had left its mark, making it unwise for him to experience such strong emotions again. Then the physician prescribed some calming and nourishing herbal soup. In the following 2 days, countless messages flowed into this country palace from the city, and the shadowy figure of the secret guard darted through the treetops like a swallow. Every move and sound in the capital reached Xu Ting's ears through her secret guard network. Du Xian regained his composure after waking up. He didn't mention immediately returning to the city anymore. Instead, he leaned against Xu Ting's shoulder and quietly wept for a while. Then he obediently stayed put, directing the servants to prepare their luggage in advance to avoid rushing when the time came to depart. Xu Ting gently stroked Du Xian's back, feeling heartache for him. Within a short period, Du Xian had suffered the deaths of two close relatives, a blow that was unimaginable. On that day, after lunch, Xu Ting announced they would depart in the afternoon. Du Xian suddenly looked at Xu Ting, smiled, and immediately instructed the servants to prepare the horses and carriage. When they had first arrived at the palace, the servants had kindly brought fresh melons. Du Xian and Xu Ting found them delightful and even went to inspect the melon fields with interest, carefully selecting and bringing back a melon to chill in the cold well water. At that time, Du Xian had mentioned they should pick a few more when leaving to bring back for Xiao Mei, Xiao Yu, and as a gift for Han Ji. But now, Du Xian surely didn't remember. Xu Ken hurried to bring back several melons and tied them onto the carriage. Suddenly, Lu Tang rushed over and reported that outside the palace, the seventh princess had arrived. However, Xu Ting showed no surprise at this news. "Tell the seventh princess that I don't want to see her." Lu Tang widened her eyes slightly, finding it hard to believe what she had heard. She sought confirmation once again, "Don't want to see her?" Xu Ting replied calmly, "I don't want to see her." Lu Tang immediately understood and respectfully withdrew. At the entrance of the palace, the seventh princess and over a dozen guards dismounted. She held the reins of her horse in one hand, standing at the palace gate, waiting for Lu Tang's report. Creak, the door opened and Lu Tang, with a cold expression, addressed the seventh princess who stood at the forefront, "My master says she doesn't want to see you." With a snap, the door closed shut. The seventh princess's guards were shocked, then quickly turned furious. They clamored to break down the door. Their princess was of royal blood, and they demanded to know who gave Xu Ting the audacity to show such disrespect. The seventh princess halted them. She wasn't angry, rather, she understood clearly. Right now, between her and Xu Ting, it was no longer a matter of an empress's daughter and a minister's daughter, rather a princess plotting for the throne seeking the aid of a scholar. I will wait here until Miss Xu is willing to come out and see me. Yun Xu said calmly, releasing the reins of her horse and standing at the gate of the palace. The guards looked at the scorching sun above and then at their princess, feeling the scene was absurd. Cicadas had crawled out from underground long ago, now singing loudly from the lush trees. The hotter the sun, the more vigorously they chirped. Lu Tang didn't immediately leave after closing the door. She had heard Yun Xu's words clearly and furrowed her brow, preparing to return and report to Xu Ting. But as she turned around, she found Xu Ting had already arrived from behind. Master, Lu Tang bowed, lowering her voice so it wouldn't carry outside. Xu Ting replied, go back. Yes, Lu Tang turned to leave but couldn't resist glancing back. Separated by a door, her master stood facing the seventh princess. Under the scorching sun, which made everyone sweat profusely, the guards reluctantly moved the horses to the shade of green trees and tied their reins to the trunks. Your Highness, why not step inside for a while? Under the scorching sun, the walls and gates of the palace cast shadows that provided relief from the intense heat. If Yun Xu stepped inside, she would be much more comfortable. However, Yun Xu remained unmoved, ignoring the guards' suggestions, standing straight as before. The sun's heat caused sweat to pour, making Yun Xu's clothes stick to her skin, which became increasingly uncomfortable and itchy. Her attendants behind her continuously wiped sweat from their brows, occasionally glancing up at the blazing sun, grimacing and contorting their faces. Seeing everyone's discomfort, the chief guard instructed two others to fetch water from the water bags hanging from the saddle and fill them from a nearby stream. After returning with the water, the guards drank from it, and the chief guard approached Yun Xu, holding the water bag, Your Highness, please drink some water. Yun Xu shook her head and pushed the water bag away. In recent days, her body had been greatly weakened, now with pale lips and looking on the verge of collapse. The chief guard sighed inwardly, casting a deep glance at the gate of Biajuang, lamenting that perhaps there was only this one who dared to treat a princess like this. Inside the palace, Du Xian walked over. Xu Ting quickly pulled him into the shade, asking, It's so hot outside. Why did you come out? Du Xian asked, Is that the seventh princess outside? Xu Ting grasped Du Xian's hand, intertwining her fingers with his, and suddenly said, Xian, for me, the seventh princess is the best choice, but not the only one. Among the three princesses, the seventh princess was indeed the best choice, but even if Yan Yunxu ended up taking the throne, Xu Ting didn't mind making a move against her. Xu Ting wasn't a true ancient person with thoughts of loyalty to the empress. When necessary, she could take matters into her own hands. However, this was much more difficult than sup. Boarding the seventh princess and entailed continuous trouble. Being an empress was a tough job. It was best to find a monarch who was willing to work hard and not stir up trouble. Xu Ting, the seventh princess is the one loved by Nisheng, Du Xian said to Xu Ting, looking at her earnestly. I understand, Xu Ting nodded, kissing Du Xian's forehead. If she can endure until sunset, I will see her. As the sun began to set, Yan Yunxu had relied solely on her willpower to stand. The golden hues of the setting sun cast warm orange tones on her pale face, and Yan Yunxu struggled to open her mouth and speak. Xu Ting, I, seventh princess, Yan Yunxu, only begs to see you once. With these words, Yan Yunxu lifted the hem of her garment as if to kneel. At that moment, the tightly shut gates of the palace creaked open. Standing behind the gate was Xu Ting.